I did not know Ezra Schwartz. But over this past week, I felt like I have known Ezra Schwartz. I know a teenager that went on a cross-country trip with Ezra Schwartz. I know alumni of his high school in Boston, Maimonides High School. And I know the parents of kids who had Ezra Schwartz as their camp counselor at Camp Yavne in Boston. Ezra Schwartz, 18 years old, of Sharon, Massachusetts, was murdered last Thursday in this recent wave of terror attacks in Israel. He was about to be a freshman next fall at Rutgers University in New Jersey. And he was studying in Israel for a gap year in between high school and college. The last act that Ezra Schwartz performed on this earth was an act of chesed, an act of loving kindness. When he was killed, he was on his way back from handing out food to Israeli soldiers on duty. I called a friend who lives in Sharon, Massachusetts, and I asked her if she knew him. She said yes. He goes to her synagogue. His younger siblings play with her own children. And her kids were campers of Ezra Schwartz. And so last Sunday, I tuned in live stream to the funeral of Ezra's after he was flown back to Sharon, Massachusetts. And for over 2 hours, he was eulogized by family and friends. In fact, the next night, on Monday Night Football, where thousands, if not a million people, tune in to watch an American sport, Bob Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, took a moment before the game on live national TV to remember this young man who died innocently studying in the land of Israel. But during his funeral, I want to share with you two stories that I remember. They were told by Rabbi Yudin, who was the Rosh Yeshiva, the head of the school where Ezra was studying in Israel in Beit Shemesh. And the first, he explained that the day after Ezra died, the tefillah, the Kabbalat Shabbat service, welcoming in Shabbat that Friday night, he said was the most joyous Kabbalat Shabbat service he ever had experienced. As the young boys that Ezra studied with danced and hugged and prayed together. And then he shared with the congregation and the world at large over live stream. He said that just a week before, there was a father who was murdered on the way to his daughter's wedding. You might have seen it in the news. And that wedding was postponed for the Shiva period. But that wedding was to take place just 2 days ago on Thanksgiving in Israel. And so a week ago at Ezra Schwartz's funeral, this rabbi invited everybody attending the funeral to the wedding. And in fact, the bride and groom themselves invited the entire Jewish world to the funeral. And this past Thursday morning, that too was live streamed. And to watch people who never knew Ezra Schwartz, and who never knew the bride and groom, both grieve and both celebrate with the Jewish world. It was really a miracle. Albert Einstein, in fact, said that there are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle, and the other is as everything is a miracle. We just read in our Torah portion about the famous story of Yaakov, Jacob wrestling with the angel, and his name changed from Yaakov to Yisrael, the struggle with God. But in fact, right after that incident, there's a very small verse, a very small pasuk in the Torah that is usually skipped over, but there are three words that are important. Vayizrach lo hashemesh, and the sun shone upon him. Vayizrach lo hashemesh. And the rabbis ask, what is that all about? And the rabbis give two reasons. The rabbis say, first, it's a normal day. The sun came up and gave light to the world. But in this case, Vayizrach lo hashemesh, the sun came up and had healing powers for Yaakov, for Jacob, and for the future generations of Israel. That is exactly the message of this Thanksgiving Shabbat, as well as a week after Ezra Schwartz has left this world. For that act of chesed, and in fact, when Ezra was looking for different yeshivas to study in Israel, he said it had to have two criteria. The first was a wonderful place of Torah learning, and the second, it had to be a place that taught chesed, how to do acts of loving kindness. And so on this Thanksgiving, when we think we do not have the ability in our darkest and lowest moments to do an act of chesed, let us remember Ezra, because we know that the act of chesed that we do is not just for the person that we are doing it for, but rather it's also for ourselves, Vayizrach lo HaShemesh, because we know that the sun truly will come out tomorrow, not just to light up the world, but to be a healing power in our lives and the days ahead. Rabbi Selech Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the memory of a young life lost too soon, Ezra Schwartz, should be a blessing for all time. And let us say,